Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So, Saturday afternoon, Chaz has been working outside, and he comes in the house, and he takes off his shirt. And it looks like, what is that? And I thought he had blisters all across his chest and his arms and his belly. And it was actually dry skin, because the week before, he fell asleep in the sun on his back.
No.
And he's had wicked sunburn.
I and look like a steak that was overcooked on one side and completely rare on the other.
Gotcha.
So happens.
My front is like
not even
black
raw.
Burnt, and the back is pasty white.
Right.
It is the weirdest looking thing.
Like a walking cane for blind man.
No, there's more. Oh. Now, the thing is that Chaz does not have man boobs. He just doesn't, thankfully. But when the way he fell asleep, he was kind of like half sitting up.
I was crouched.
Like slouching.
Oh, no.
Forward. Yeah.
Little moons?
Would
you have little moons?
He has little, little smileys underneath each.
Like little thumbnails.
Have a nice day.
Yeah. It is so ridiculous.
Wow.
Pull up your shirt. Pull up your shirt, hon. Show them.
I think I'll pass.
And it's like the smiley, and then like your nipple is the nose. You just need like two little eyes.
That's
above
all you do, yeah. That's true.
Which nipple is the nose? I don't understand.
No, they're the eyes.
No, there's two.
So there's two of them.
No, but there's two mouths.
Right.
There's two mouths.
There's two mouths and two noses. You just need four eyes now.
Exactly. Exactly.
It looks like I'm wearing some kind of weird bra or something.
Right, like a support bra.
So then he takes a shower Saturday, and he walks over to me, and I was like, I'm not this type of person at all, but I don't skeeve him, so I just started peeling his right arm, and I was getting sheets of skin off. Sheets.
Jennifer. It was so gross.
You sheet everywhere, huh?
He's like, can you please stop it? You're hurting me. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Oh, no, but she got obsessed with it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Obsessed.
Like bubble paper.
Well, did you ever...
It was like bubble paper.
Yep.
Did you ever tape glue your hands together in elementary school just to peel it off?
With the rubber cement.
Yes.
Yeah, why don't you try with crazy glue? Go for
Elmer's glue. Elmer's glue.
Yes. Elmer's glue.
Not on purpose.
It was Elmer's.
Oh, Elmer's. Yeah, Elmer's you could pull right off. Yeah.
You used to snort
that's
that.
Exactly what it was like. It was like I was coated in Elmer's glue.
There you go, see?
It was peeling.
You were molting.
As the weekend went on, the skin became not really peelable. It's just like these tiny little flakes. And he just kept standing there all weekend and just scratching himself through his shirt. I'm like, honey, you've got to tell Aiden
to update his weather forecast.
Because it's smelling under your shirt.
Let me guess. You grab your shirt and like all the flakes come out?
Yeah.
Like a cheese grater?
And I do this.
Like a cheese grater.
It's just like.
Yeah,
there's this white dust that comes out of the shirt. Uh-huh. Oh, it's bad.
Who wants Parmesan? Anybody?
Oh, but it's so embarrassing. You get a tan to look better when you're not wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
And I did the opposite to myself.
Right, yeah. You got to do it in intervals.
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 Right.
Yep. Start off like 20
wearing
minutes.
Wearing a black t-shirt. Just clear shirt out and let go right now and see what happens.
I did. Not a lot. Yesterday was really bad.
We just cleaned there, by the way.
But she was one step away from starting to eat the skin.
Oh.
I'm
obsessed with it. You were too obsessed. You were going to take it to next level.
That was badly satisfying. I don't know why.
She was going to make a purse out of it, though.
Put it in a little bowl with some milk. I'm going to have a chest flakes.
Right.
I did roll it up in a little ball.
She's a weirdo.
The only way I could get it from unsticking or like a stick me from my fingertip.
What are you, Buffalo Bill? It puts the lotion in the basket, get the hose again.
Or rub it on a fava bean.
You should choke up your skin, man.
But last night, what did you say?
Wear a shirt to bed.
No.
The other thing.
No. You said that you ate your own skin. You would peel your skin and eat it.
When I was little, I did.
Is that recycling?
One time when I was in seventh grade, I laid out in the sun. I had no tan, nothing. I laid out there for like 2 hours. I was like, I'm not getting anything. And I didn't have the right bathing suit, so I wore my mom's bathing suit. It was too big on me, and it was just a mess. I take a shower. There is this V-shape, like where a cleavage was supposed to be, because I didn't have boobs then. I had these giant blisters, and I was watching TV, and I'm looking down at the blisters, and I'm like, oh, I should probably peel that skin off. I didn't know. And I peeled it off. I did not eat that one. But I peeled it off.
I didn't eat that one.
It hurt so bad.
You hear yourself? Well, I didn't eat that one.
Well, you know what's crazy is that she has a list of the ones that she did and did not eat.
Right.
She knows which ones she did and did
right,
not.
Right.
No, I was like a child, like little when I did that. I mean, kids eat everything. I don't know. But yeah, that was very painful. It even hurt when I was breathing. Ugh. I had little circle scars for years right there.
Weirdo.
Was it fresh?
I did it when I was little. Stop.
And then, Riley. You want to talk about the rug burn I got on my knees?
What happened to you now?
Saturday night.
What the hell happened to you? What did you guys do?
Over there.
Do we want them a rug burn to your knees?
Yes, you do. I know what you're thinking. Right. Yeah, you do.
Right, go for it. Yeah.
Saturday night, we were having a couple cocktails. And he goes, you want to go in the bedroom and have a dance party? I said, sure. So we sit in bed.
I bring the sound system in, like these two DJ speakers.
Massive. He's got a little mixing board, the whole thing. Right. And so we put it on, and we just start dancing, and turn the lights off, and that ridiculous
song.
But then
you lip sync or air guitar or whatever you want to do. She'll take a song. Whatever. I'll take a song.
Oh, right. I know exactly what happened.
Oh no.
So then I want it that way. That song.
Oh no.
Cheese. I cannot stand it. You
wait,
know, who sings it?
Backstreet Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
she hates it. And it's a guilty pleasure for me.
It's the best.
You were saying.
But I put a twist on it. So I did a peekaboo performance. So I she's on the bed. So I got down behind the headboard, the footboard.
Should we know about this part?
So all I have on are my underwears and a T-shirt.
Gotcha.
Right.
And risky business.
I would periodically
Smiley's recovered.
Come up from the footboard
right.
to do certain lines in the song. Then I would disappear
funny.
Again.
Right.
And then I would disappear.
Right.
And then I would come up and do. And each time I wanted to come up from a different spot.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So I did one where I'm like, I am going to be over here, disappear, and then pop up here within a half a second.
Right. Yeah.
And I did that.
To
and
the
I
boogie.
Slid across the carpet.
And thus the rug burns.
Oh, and there goes my skin. So I've lost more skin.
I have a question. Was there alcohol involved in this at all?
Yes. Yeah. They said they were drinking.
Just double checking.
I thought you were going to do like a guitar power slide on your knees across the carpet.
See, I thought so also.
Basically, but without the guitar.
I thought something like that, yeah.
Just way, way worse.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, and now I'm
trying.
Go ahead.
You had a random scratch on the top of your foot that kept bleeding, too, which you don't even know how that got there.
We don't even have to bring that up.
My God, you guys injured yourself all weekend.
Nuts. And it had nothing to do with the weed whacker I bought.
That was, yeah.
Well, Jennifer bought me a Father's Day gift, which, it's actually from Kitty.
Uh-huh.
But it's the mother of all weed whackers.
Oh, really?
This thing is like high horsepower. And then instead of getting a little piece of wire, I got a circular blade.
Nice.
This thing basically cuts trees down.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have all 10 toes now, right?
That's right. So far, yes. All right, hon. Thank you.
Love you.
Love
Bye.
You. Bye. So I texted Ashley yesterday, and I said, you have to follow I Can't Even on Instagram.
Okay.
I said, totally you.
Oh, boy.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. It's just dogs doing stuff.
Oh, okay. That's her.
Oh,
I
they're
expect
cute.
She was already following it, would be my suspicion.
She started.
Were you?
I was not.
Oh. Suspicion, yeah.
What do you think?
I love it. The bio is just, it just says, be cuter. You can't.
Exactly. It's just dogs doing stuff.
I absolutely love it.
Every video you see, you're just going to throw your hands up in the air and go, I love it!
I know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
You test the joint.
So we got two videos from that. One is, they're both singing dogs.
Yes.
But one is the party singer.
Okay.
And another one is a little more refined.
Gotcha.
So let's start with the party singer here.
He's on beat.
So,
into a microphone.
Yeah. Little off time. Into a microphone.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
With the
right.
echo and everything in the background.
And writing credits, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they're not like chasing this dog around with the mic. He's just standing there like, oh, yeah, no. I know my part.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, I'm on now. This
I've
is
practiced.
My stage.
Exactly right. I know this song.
Been waiting my whole life for this moment.
Exactly right. Yeah.
And he's looking at his mom being like, I'm doing this right, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, I was never this person on Instagram until 2020.
Yeah.
Like, probably about a month ago. I'm like, you know what? Cats rolling yarn around way better way to spend my time.
Exactly.
This is all I want to see.
Exactly.
I just want to see this stuff.
Cats trying to jump from one to the other. Yep.
That's right.
Yep. They're like acrobats.
Yeah.
You got to have some decompression. Whatever works for you.
Yep.
There's a cute little French bulldog baby puppy who's scared of a tennis ball. He just can't close enough to it.
Yeah, did you hear
baby puppy?
Baby puppy.
Baby puppy.
Baby puppy.
Baby puppy.
Baby puppy. Baby puppy. Baby puppy. Baby puppy. Need a baby puppy.
Who the baby puppy?
Who the baby
puppy? Like a canine dog. A baby puppy.
A baby puppy as opposed to a regular puppy.
As opposed to an old puppy.
Exactly right. Or a hush puppy.
An elderly puppy.
Exactly right.
A baby puppy.
A baby puppy.
A baby puppy.
Baby puppy.
A baby puppy.
Baby puppy. And then I like, this is my favorite because this dog actually goes or attempts to go note for note with Whitney Houston.
Oh, really?
So yeah. It's one thing to bark along to a song.
Right.
Where there's barking. Yeah.
Right. There's already barking. You're just barking along with other dogs. This dog takes on Whitney Houston.
Wow.
So they're in a car.
I know it's your song. I know.
The dog is looking at her like, you know what's going to happen right now.
You ready for this?
You know what happens when this song comes on.
Does it poop?
So this is one of those behaved car dogs where they sit on the seat. They're not on the owner's lap. They're not running around window to 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 window.
Yeah, it's drugged.
Sitting on the towel.
It's been drugged, yes.
And like, it looks like it. Yeah, it does. It looks like it's taking a little nap. Yeah. Here's the song, and just immediately its head just whips around like, oh, do you hear what I hear?
Like Ashley?
Little early.
That's not Whitney Houston.
That's pretty good.
That's very good.
Yeah.
And those notes.
Yeah.
I wish it went like another 20 seconds. I just want to see what happens next.
Right. Yeah.
A little early.
Right. I think that was the one. You can't just go right into Whitney Houston.
You know,
you got to warm up a little bit.
I think it was warm enough.
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah. Gotta get the right notes.
I just woke up from a nap. I got to get this out. Right. Okay, I'm ready.
But they also don't know like a 3 second count. They don't know.
No, they don't know.
One, two, three.
You got to teach them tempo.
They just do what they feel in their heart.
Right.
Like a drunk friend at karaoke. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Major Danger is here.
Yes, I am Major Danger.
Should we have a theme song for you?
Major Danger theme song? Yeah, we should.
Right.
Danger zone.
Okay. And what is the danger level on this one?
There was a choking risk involved.
Okay.
Yes. So
very good.
For those who are wondering.
Any of us know the Heimlich?
I was going to ask you that same question.
I can try.
All right.
Yeah, just like stand on my chest a couple times. Just press your
foot. That's not how it goes.
No? Okay.
No.
Just double check it.
I think that's, yes, getting that mixed up with CPR.
What is this challenge?
I have to sing karaoke with a mouthful of peanut butter. It's called peanut butter karaoke.
Okay. Is it karaoke or karaoke?
I've heard karaoke. I've heard karaoke. The actual term is karaoke.
He's just going to say it both ways.
It's
just
definitely
to be sure.
Karaoke.
Karaoke. Yeah. All right. So you're going to take some peanut butter.
Right. And take 2 spoonfuls of peanut butter.
Is it smooth or chunky?
It's smooth.
It's also reduced fat.
The chunky is going to be when it just hits your head.
Okay, you're mad at us already.
I know.
Does it go on the tongue or the roof of your mouth? Where does it go?
I'm butting a feather.
Yeah, be careful.
Okay.
All right. Peanut butter is in. What song are you going to sing?
I'm going to eat butter.
We should have done
that. What's that?
I'm going to eat butter with Billy Joel.
Okay.
Billy
we Joel? Didn't start the fire.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. But it's that kind of a long intro. So I feel like choke away.
Yeah.
This time is super good.
Yeah, then.
You sound like if a frog tried to learn English.
That I understood. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, one more.
One more.
One more.
Okay.
Yeah. It sounds like Ashley during the drunk show.
Yeah.
Golden birthday, fun to the bed, thank you, mom, friend, to the king of night, and the castle in your life. I can have a back seat, and the guy a new queen, my and the liberal rocket, that guy and the blue button, and the start the fire. It was all burning, and the world then turning, and then start the boom.
It's like your dentures fell out. Kim and him a what? Ah, I gotcha.
You know, comedy block.
Yeah.
Kim and him a
wow, this camera work is so bad.
Okay. All right. Can you breathe?
Yeah,
all right.
Thanks, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have a peanut allergy, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's a good question. We probably should have asked that one before.
No, the danger level would have risen considerably.
Right.
Why am I tongue swelling?